Why didn't the tree answer your question?
I don't know. Why?
It was stumped.
It's time for Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Tree by Round Mountain, right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to be with all of you, including all these great kids on Zoom. Hello, everyone on the crew.
Hello.
Who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Sonia.
Hi, it's Ethan.
Hi, it's Cade.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's the olive tree made out of olives.
Hi, it's Isaac.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm very excited about today's show on tree rings. We're going to learn about how we know how old trees are with our guest, Dr. Peter M. Brown. This show comes with a learning guide, and you can find it at our website, childrenshour.org. But in the meantime, this is Brady Reimer.
May you swing from my branches, rest a while in my shade. Climb up high to the tallest limbs and hear the treetop serenade. Pick my fruit and my flower, jump in a pile of my. Your name into my trunk, your secret safe with me. 'Cause it's my birthday, I'm a little tree. It's my birthday, come sing with me. It's my birthday, from a little seed I grow so tall. My wood for a good home. my birthday. Come sing with me. It's my birthday. From a little seed, I grow so tall.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us on the show today is Dr. Peter M. Brown. He's a dendrochronologist from the Rocky Mountain Tree Ring Research, which is out of Colorado. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, and glad to be with everyone.
So, what is a dendrochronologist?
It's a very good question. You guys all know ology is the study of. So, like zoology is the study of animals, biology is the study of life. So dendro is Latin for tree, chrono is time, the study of. So study of time from trees. It's the study of tree rings, basically. A lot of trees, you probably know, grow one ring per year. So by counting the number of rings, we can tell the age of the trees. We'd also tell a lot of other things about how the trees grew, how well they grew.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this ever since, well, how old are you, Ethan?
6.
When I was 7 years old, I grew up in northern Arizona, and there was a researcher who was working on dating ruins in northern Arizona. And the idea behind that is that what the archaeologist is looking for is when someone cut a tree down for use in the construction of their village. Back when I was 7 years old, second grade, I was completely fascinated by dendrochronology. So I've been interested in tree rings ever since I was your size, your age.
Can tree rings tell you more about a tree than just its age?
Yes. What else can you think about that tree rings might tell you about a tree?
When there was a flood or a drought in the area?
Very good. So what are some of the things that a tree needs to grow? Things like?
Water.
Exactly. So the drier it is, the smaller the ring's going to be. Wetter it is, the bigger the ring. So one thing is that we only have like weather records, you know, so how wet last year was, how wet 10 years ago was. We only have those kinds of records going back maybe about 100 years into the past, you know, all over the world. Well, how old is Methuselah again? Does anybody remember that one?
Methuselah, the oldest tree in the world. It's about 5,000 years old.
Almost 5,000 years old.
Wow.
So if we've got 5,000 years of climate from our tree rings, then we can go a lot further back into the past to understand how climate has varied through time. One of the things that tree rings are doing right now is, you know, you guys have probably been reading about, hearing about climate change. So what we're seeing in areas where temperature limits tree growth, like you go way up in the mountains, those guys are responding mainly to temperature. The warmer the summer, the longer they have to grow. And so then they put on a bigger ring with warmer years. And so what we're seeing in many areas of the world with climate change is that trees are growing bigger. They're growing faster.
So you can see what it was like for different times of year too?
That's a great question. So the trees that we can work with are really only growing in the summertime. They start up growth, you know, basically these trees are limited in the wintertime because it's too cold for them to grow. So most of the time we're really dealing with sort of more summertime conditions. But in many cases, that ring is reflecting the growth for the entire year. So it's a good question, though. But no, we can't really get at seasonal differences and, you know, like this was a cold winter versus that's a warmer winter, that kind of thing, usually.
How do you take a sample of a tree?
So what we do is we use this increment borer. It's a B-O-R-E-R. And this is what it looks like. So if you can see this right here, basically what this is it's a hollow tube and it's fairly long. And basically, there's a sharp cutting tip here. It's about a 4 to 5 millimeters in diameter, so a quarter inch or so. And you can see there's some threads on the end of it here. And basically what this does is we can take this and we can go up to the side of the tree, a very sharp cutting tip here, and then we can cut a little core out of the tree. And that way we can sample the tree without having to cut it down. We get a record of the rings in this core.
Does that hurt the tree in order to take the core out? Or what happens to the tree that has a core coming out of it? Does it lose sap there, or what happens?
That's an excellent question. Trees do have sap, as you mentioned, and what they'll do is they'll plug up that hole fairly quickly. I kind of equate it to us getting a shot. It stings for a second, but it really doesn't hurt us at all. That's the way we look at it with the trees.
We're talking with Dr. Peter M. Brown. He's a dendrochronologist. That's a scientist who studies tree rings to learn more about trees. His organization, Rocky Mountain Tree Ring Research, has a catalog of the oldest trees that have been discovered, including Methuselah, the oldest living tree right now. You can see pictures and find our learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. It's called Dating Trees. This is Tanya Savory.
This old tree grew beside the wheat field long before there was a field to sow. And this old tree sent roots into the land before the land was named Ontario. Come and gone, lived and died and built their homes among the leaves along the highest bough. And it's been struck by lightning, bent by wind, cracked in half, grown back again. We all wonder how it's still here now. This old tree.
Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone. Today's episode comes with a learning guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Dating Trees, and our learning guide on dendrochronology meets and cites national education standards so that it can be used in the classroom or for anyone who just wants to learn more and do some cool activities too. We have a lot more on dendrochronology coming right up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. You can learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum of International Folk Art and Museum of Indian Arts and Culture in Santa Fe, New Mexico celebrate cultural heritage from New Mexico and across the world. More at moifa.org.